This week, we're taking a closer look at the U.S. economy, and today we note a bright spot. Exports hit a record high in January, worth about $150 billion to the U.S. economy. One of the companies behind the surge in exports is Caterpillar. That's one of Caterpillar's signature machines, the D8 track-type tractor. It's rolling out of a factory in East Peoria, Illinois. Most likely, it will end up overseas. Sales of Caterpillar's big yellow machines are booming in Asia, the Middle East, Latin America, Russia. While many U.S. companies warn of lower growth, Caterpillar says it's expecting 5 to 15% growth in sales. To find out more, we called Caterpillar's CEO, Jim Owens, catching him at a conference in Las Vegas. Let's begin with something we've been talking about quite a bit lately, the weak dollar. How much is the weak dollar driving Caterpillar's overseas growth?
I would say, surprisingly, maybe not significantly. I mean, the weak dollar, I think, long term helps our competitive position. But basically, it's the strength of the economies in overseas markets.
Could you just give us an example? Let's say pick one country, one sort of thing where one would now see Caterpillar machinery at work.
Well, we've been the leader in this global mining industry for many years. For example, if you just took the west coast of South America, Chile, Peru, Colombia, all these countries have large reserves of copper, iron ore, and coal. So we're selling a lot more of our product into their mining activity and a lot more product to develop the roads, the railroads, the port infrastructure that allows them to move goods and services to market. And because that creates wealth in their country, more demand for housing and other things, which our smaller machines are sold into those applications.
And one of your big markets, don't think anybody will be surprised, is China. Is construction of Olympic facilities a boon to Caterpillar?
Well, the Olympics certainly created a positive wave of construction in Greater Beijing. But China's been growing rapidly as a market for us for several years now. It continues to grow rapidly. And we think that there's more growth to come.
You know, the Caterpillar tractor is a bit iconic. When I was a kid, my little brother, my family used to take him to just watch the caterpillars. In fact, your sales in the U.S. are now down. What is happening here?
Well, what's happening in the United States is in 2007, the housing market was down very sharply. And actually, commercial construction was also down sharply last year, as was the on-highway truck engine market for us. So we had a very severe downturn in those three very important market segments for us, which was offset partially by strength in mining and oil and gas applications, power generation applications, marine engine sales within the United States, and very robust growth outside the United States.
Certainly, in many sectors of the economy, now it feels like a recession, whether or not it is by definition a recession. Is Caterpillar an anomaly? Everything's breaking your way in terms of the way the world is going?
There is a little bit of a good fortune in the fact that markets are breaking our way, particularly international markets. But the key markets we serve globally, in fact, in the mining industry, the oil and gas industry, big infrastructure projects have been underinvested in for a significant period of time. And so there's a wave of demand there and growth that we see as pretty sustainable. So when you do walk around a Caterpillar facility in Illinois or Lafayette, Indiana or San Diego, you get a sense of booming demand. And quite frankly, our challenge is we can't build enough large machines fast enough.
Thank you very much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure.
Jim Owens is CEO of Caterpillar, part of our conversations this week on the economy.